Number one, how to turn data into dollars using the business intelligence sheet.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
It was a Monday. I just signed up for gym launch on Saturday, and I was attending my very first daily call. The last 2 days were a blur of information and walkthrough videos. I hopped on a GoToMeeting 5 minutes before noon, and there was nothing on there. There was nobody on there. And so a few minutes later, a gal named Monica hopped on. She was a Canadian gym owner, and she was brand new to gym launch as well. And so we chatted momentarily till all the sales guys started to get on this call. And the call abruptly started once Alex, he got on. No hellos, no how you doings. He got straight to business. That's kind of his style. And so Alex's first statement when he got on the call, can you guys guess what it was? He said, tell me your numbers. And then I was like, numbers? Like, what numbers is he talking about? It's literally like my first thought I had to myself. And so sales got your sales guy rattled off 5 specific numbers. And it was after the fourth one, I started to pick up on what Alex was actually asking for. And so those 5 numbers were how much ad spend, how many leads did you get, how many of those appointments did you schedule, how many of those appointments did you show up, and how many of those appointments that showed up did you close, right? Those were the 5 numbers. And then armed with these numbers, Alex started spitting off advice. He's like, okay, do this. You need to increase ad spend, or you need to make more phone calls, get more people showing up to your appointments. Or it's like, how much sales training have you been doing? Because your close rates are down. And it was really cool to see him be able to pinpoint someone's problem based on understanding what is, like, understanding how those 5 numbers work together. And so that daily call from my very first time, it evolved tremendously from being having sales guys on there replaced with gym owners. And so if you guys remember hearing Alex, like, if you guys don't know Alex's story, I think it was the second iteration of Gym Launch was that Alex hired his own sales guys. He flew them out to these gyms, and then his guys sold for the gym owners. Well, that model didn't work that well. And so I would kind of came in right in this transition point where he ended up teaching us gym owners how to actually do this rather than hiring salespeople himself. And so my first couple weeks of daily calls were actually hearing these sales guys do these incredible numbers. And I was one of the first gym owners to do it myself rather than having a sales guy fly out to my gym. And so the daily call evolved from, again, having sales guys to gym owners. It went from being on GoToMeeting, which was eventually replaced by Zooms. But nearly every question that Alex answered would always elicit the same response, right? Tell me your numbers. And so 8 months into gym launch, I had the opportunity to take over the daily call from Alex. And can you guys guess what my canned response was? Anytime anyone asked me a question about their business, tell me your numbers. And so I did the daily call for 2 years. And I can tell you this, the most successful gym owners who were in that program, they knew their numbers. And the ones who didn't know the numbers, they're the ones who struggled because they were always asking emotional questions and wanting emotional answers. But it was the data that helped to separate the feelings from the actual decisions that needed to be made. And so in Alex's mission to help gym owners, the business intelligence sheet, it was birthed. And so the business intelligence sheet was able to tell the story of a business, but only with numbers, not with any adjectives, not with any nouns, not with any emotions, just based on numbers. And so me and thousands of other gym owners, we use the business intelligence sheet to stack cash, which was the motto in gym launch. And so when we started our cleaning business, one of the very first assets that we created was a custom cleaning business intelligence sheet. And so the cleaning business intelligence sheet is what tells a story of building our $1 million cleaning business. So, just out of curiosity, for all of you guys in here who are looking to build $1 million cleaning businesses, who wants to know how to tell the story of your business simply with numbers and simply with a spreadsheet. You guys ready? Amazing. Okay. So the cleaning business intelligence sheet. So this has been customized for our cleaning business, and big shout out to my wife, Katie, who is on here as well. Like, she's actually the one who made this specifically for the cleaning business when it started out as being in the fitness business. And so here's what it looks like on, from a visual standpoint. And so as we break it down here, the very top of this is sales. Okay. So there's a sales section in the business intelligence sheet. And so inside the intelligence sheet, you'll see some of these numbers are very familiar to what we tracked in the fitness business, right? It's because ultimately, regardless of what business you're in, cleaning or fitness or any other business, like, these numbers always tell a story. And so the first number that we always track is ad spend. Okay. Ad spend could be on Facebook, it could be on Google, could be on Craigslist. It's wherever you're spending money. If you're marketing on the radio, you're marketing on TV, like, all this ad spend gets put into one spot. And then from there, how many leads did you get? So these leads are coming in through your funnel, they're coming in through phone calls, they're coming in through requests, they're coming from referrals. Like, every single lead needs to be tracked. And then after that, we have scheduled calls. And then that's if we have scheduled calls, we have completed calls. So you'll notice a difference there. If you are new to a funnel like this, just because someone schedules doesn't mean they're going to show up. And so depending on what business you're in, like, that show rate could be higher or it could be lower. And depending on if you're having somebody have to come into a brick and mortar location, like, they're having to physically, like, drive to a location, those percentages will start to drop. Or if you're able to do something, or if you're able to do phone calls, that number, that percentage actually stays higher. So in this case, we do calls. And so our show rates are actually really high. And then, so we have, again, with ad spend, we have leads, we have scheduled calls, we have completed calls, and we have booked appointments, right? So these are our closes. So the people who get out the phone call and book an appointment with us, those are considered our closes. And then the next thing that we track, and the reason why I love the cleaning business so much, is that it's a recurring business model, right? Once you sign somebody up for their first appointment, the whole goal is to get them into recurring, get them back on the calendar again every week or every 2 weeks, or worst case, every month. And so we also track how many of these clients that we booked converted into a recurring client. Okay. So those are our six numbers that we track. Now, once we put those numbers in, it automatically calculates what's our cost per lead. It automatically calculates our booking percentage, and automatically calculates our conversion into client percentage, right? So all the formulas are on here are set up that if you just input those first six numbers, then the rest of these numbers are calculated for you. Okay. And so a couple other cool numbers that are also automatically calculated for us as well are our cost to acquire a customer, our profit per new customer, and our commission to our salesperson. Okay. And so, cost to acquire a customer, what does that mean and why is it important? So the cost to acquire a customer, it lets you know, based on your marketing and based on your sales commissions, like, how much does it actually cost you for a customer to come in? And once you know that number, it gives you a really good idea of how much you actually can pay to acquire a customer, right? And so most people are like, oh my gosh, it cost me $100 to acquire a customer. Okay, well, that number, it's important when you understand, well, how much does each customer make you, right? What is the lifetime value of your customers, which we'll talk about here in a second? Because ultimately, like, people will say, well, my cost per acquisition is really high. But ultimately, what truly matters is, well, how much does that customer end up paying you over the lifetime of them being in your business? And if you can play the long game, which, again, business is always a long game, then you start to realize that, oh my gosh, you're making a ton of money if you're paying $100 to acquire a customer, but the lifetime value of the customer is $1,000, you're making 10 to 1. Pretty cool, right? Profit per new customer. So while the cost to acquire a customer only takes an account for your marketing and sales funnels, the profit per new customer takes an account for also the fulfillment of it as well. So specifically in the cleaning business, you have your highest cost is actually going to be what you pay your cleaners. And so when we put the marketing and the commission to salespeople in there, and we also put in the like what we actually pay the cleaner on that very first, on the very first clean, then we actually get our profit per new customer. And what you'll notice is that on our, and in our business, we're actually negative when we acquire customers. We're negative like $35. And so if you look at it just from that standpoint, like, oh my gosh, like I'm losing money every single time I acquire a customer, like this isn't going to make sense unless you are able to convert that into a long-term client. And again, that's where you must know a couple of these numbers that we'll, that we'll talk about later on. But it's important to track these numbers so you just have a good idea of exactly where your business at, is at. And so you can either try to pull different levers to either bring that cost per customer down or increase your profit per new customer. And then, of course, we want to know our commissions to our salespeople as well. So that's the top of the funnel, that's the sales. Now, the next section of the business, of the cleaning business intelligence sheet, is the fulfillment section. So this is really cool because you're able to see a breakdown of each type of clean that we do. And so anytime somebody says, well, how many short-term rental cleans are you doing? Or, you know, are your, is your business more new cleans or is maintenance cleans? And we literally have, we track every single clean that we have and it gets categorized. So the five type of cleans that we do is we do like a maintenance clean, which again, which is somebody who is on a recurring cleaning cycle. We have a new client clean. So that's a new client. So that's a, someone who comes in new and it'll be like a deep clean. We also have move out cleans. So people who are moving out of homes or people who are renting, need to move out of places, those move out cleans, construction cleans, short-term rental turnover cleans. So those are the five type of cleans we do. And we also have correction cleans on here. So correction cleans are if a cleaner goes to a home and for some reason, the like the job that they do and when the client expectations are off, sometimes they have to go back and they got to fix it. So that's a correction clean. And so those are the type of cleans that, that we do. And again, like we track these numbers. So every single month we can go look and we can go back and look at it and say, okay, we did 264 maintenance cleans, and we did 70 new client cleans, and we did 64 short-term rental cleans, right? And we did two move-out cleans and three construction cleans. So it able is it allows us to look at the numbers and be like, okay, like we had a complaint about a move-out clean, and we have we have problems with the two move-out cleans that we're doing. Like, do we need to put up a system process in place to fix that, or we're only doing two of them? So, like, is it even worth our time? And so again, then it's also looking at like, hey, like we have a ton of short-term rental cleans. Maybe this is the reason why our revenue numbers are down, right? Because the short-term rental cleans don't, they're not as big of a revenue producer as the new initial deep cleans are or the maintenance cleans are. And so it just allows us to see data and we're able to have the data, then we can see what we need to do in order to continue to grow our business. Another thing that is on the fulfillment too is client complaints. So anytime a client complains, they get put on here. We also have our canceled recurring clients. So we're tracking our number of recurring clients, but we're also tracking our canceled recurring clients. And so right now we're at 155 recurring clients, and it shows us every single time that someone cancels, it shows up there. And also every single time that we have a new one who converts into a recurring client, it shows up as well. We also track job ticket hours. And so job ticket hours is actually how we bill. And it allows us to get a good idea of whether our business is growing or not based on how many hours our cleaners are getting. Attrition rate. So another thing that's automatically calculated, or a number that's automatically calculated, is attrition rate. Now, attrition rate is like one of the most important numbers that almost no business owner knows how to track or does track. But if you're in a recurring business model, it's pretty much the lifeblood of your business, whether it grows or not. And so based on your attrition rate, it is going to dictate whether your business is going to grow really fast, or it's going to feel like every single time that you sign somebody up, we have another person leaves out the back door. And so this business intelligence sheet, it automatically tracks your attrition rate by, again, just plugging in all these numbers up here. And again, it's pretty cool to have. So Next section of your business intelligence sheet is the money section. So again, a really important section is like, what's your gross profit? What's your gross profit percentage? What's your net profit percentage? So again, the reason why you want to differentiate these two is because your biggest expense is going to be in your cleaners. And so when you're able to see your gross profit, versus your net profit, you're going to see there's a big difference in those two things, because if one doesn't take an account for or one takes an account for your just your cleaners, but it doesn't take an account for all the other expenses you have in your business, like softwares, like what else do we have in the business? You know, your rent, supplies, things like that. Basically, everything outside of your employee expenses, that gets calculated under your net profit. And so, in you want to make sure that your gross profit is about 55%, which gives you enough net profit that you should be able to keep about 25 to 30% net profit in your business. Okay. Yeah. So you have your revenue expenses. We also have outstanding collections and payroll in there as well. So when we see that outstanding collections number that's high, that means we need to get in there. We need to start making some more phone calls and start doing some billing and get on the phones and make sure people start paying their invoices. The goal is to get as many people credit cards on file. That way we can just charge it. But sometimes people are, they like to be in control as well. And so sometimes it's them sending checks, or we're basically at the mercy of them having to pay, especially in the very beginning, like on a first time clean. But ultimately our goal is to get their credit card. So that way, once the clean is done, we just charge it and they can go on about their day. We don't have to try to fight them for money, or try to fight all the attention to get to have them pay their bills. So, yeah. So gross profit, gross profit percentage, net profit percentage. Okay. Next section of the cleaning business intelligence sheet is clean technicians. So when you're dealing with a team of clean technicians, the data that we track. And so it's SparkleBoss callouts. So a callout is when SparkleBoss, which is our cleaning technicians, they say they call in sick, or they say they can't make it on the day of a clean, right? And so we track that. It happens more than you'd like to think. And so that's one thing that we track. Another thing we track is actually how many leads we get. So when we're always advertising for new cleaning technicians, so how many leads did we get? How many interviews did we get scheduled? How many interviews were completed? And how many people did we actually hire? So again, you'll see it's very similar to our marketing for a client funnel, but we're also using the same numbers for cleaning technicians as well. And so, yeah, those are the five numbers that we're tracking on a day-to-day basis. And then the last thing that we're tracking is the names of any correction cleans and discounted cleans. So we're putting the clients in there, so we know exactly who got a correction clean, who's got discounted cleans. We put in names of new clients, so people who converted from just their first time cleaning into a recurring cleaning, they become a recurring client. We put their names in here as well. We put clients who are brand new, their first time cleanings are in here. And then we also put anybody who canceled the recurring appointments as well. So these all go on the spreadsheet. Again, just give us a really good idea of like what's going on and where everyone sits at. So again, correction cleans, new recurring clients, and canceled clients. Okay, so now the last section of the business intelligence sheet. This basically shows our monthly numbers. So this gets calculated at the end of every single month, and it shows us our reoccurring clients here. And so it shows us how many clients that we have as recurring. It shows us how many clients we've served to date, and it shows us our revenue all time. And it also shows us the lifetime value of our clients as well. Lifetime gross profit and theoretical monthly max. And so the reason why these numbers are super important is because, again, when you understand your lifetime value of your customer, then all of a sudden you take that number and you say, okay, like in our situation, our lifetime value of our customer is about $1,000. And so we know that if we're paying $100 to acquire a customer and we're losing $35 per customer on average, as long as we know our lifetime value, that person will stay with us for at least $1,000 worth of cleans, then it makes sense for us to continue to market because we're still making money in the long run. And so how you find those numbers, again, that's why you like all these numbers are kind of pieced together. And when you guys get access to the spreadsheet, if you guys want access to the spreadsheet, you guys can go through all the formulas. You can see exactly how these numbers are calculated, but we've done it for you. Katie's done it for you. So again, you can give her, a big shout out, but ultimately, having this data and having all these formulas help you predict what your cleaning business is going to do based on the numbers. And so we can predict what our theoretical monthly max is going to be based on how many customers we're bringing in versus our attrition rate versus our average cost per clean. Those are the three numbers that you need in order for you to figure out your theoretical monthly max. And so every single month we can go through it and we can see it and like, oh, like our theoretical monthly max is going to be $150,000 or it's going to be $130,000. And as you can kind of see those numbers month after month, you can get a pretty good idea of where you're going to be as long as you continue to acquire this many customers, as long as your attrition rate stays consistent, and as long as your average revenue per clean, again, stays the same or goes up. So again, that's the power of having these numbers is like people always wonder like, how did Logan, like, hey, you know, your cleaning business is going to gross over $100,000 at the end of the year. I was like, I just see the numbers, like all the data keeps pointing to it. And as long as the data keeps trending in my direction, then it's just a matter of time, right? It's not like, I'm not willing it. I'm not emotionally doing anything outside of just looking at the numbers and tweaking the numbers and ensure that these little data points continue to stay on point. Another thing we do on the recurring clients as well, is we actually track how many clients are weekly, bi-weekly, every 4 weeks. We have a couple clients that are like every 2 to 3 months. And then the lifetime gross profit number is going to be based on the total revenue, all time versus what our net profit percentage is. And so again, that's how you're able to see like how much you're actually going to gross long-term or how much you're going to gross profit long-term.
If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build $1 million cleaning business, even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy it.